Blog Talk Radio.
About decluttering one's life on next Tuesday during next Tuesday's broadcast. But here, 6 a.m. Wednesday morning, Matters of the Heart Wednesday, the chat room is open. I'm in the chat room. And the number, of course, is 714-409-0614. So we will be talking about hot topics, a lot of hot topics out there, and also America's divorce rate. Again, thank you for your support, viewing the profile, and also checking out live broadcasts and also archive broadcasts. Next month will be the be 3 years. The first show premiered on March 21st, 2011. So thank you very much for your support. Gentlemen will be in Jackson, Mississippi in a week, a little over a week.
Do you wanna leave me, baby? Tell me.
more stops in Jackson, Mississippi, and I guess it's stopping in many of you all cities also now, this week, next week, and so on, but it's will stop in Jackson, Mississippi, Coliseum on the 27th, Sweat All Night Tour, Genuine, Tank, Silk, and I think Jamar Braxton, but I did not know Silk was there. I've always loved Silk. That was his group, remember? That was his group that he mentored and brought out, and those guys are so talented. I've seen them perform maybe two or three times, but those guys are super, super talented. I did not know until checking at Ticketmaster.com that Silk part of the show also. That's just super amazing, the Sweat All Night Tour, but that's a different song, Keith Sweat, old school. Well, I've been checking out statistics from CDC and divorce rates and different websites and articles and so on. But there's a blog called the JustinLong.org website. And the guy, Justin Long, writes that the divorce rate is falling in America. And I have heard that also. But then also marriage I hear about a lot of marriages myself, honestly. And honestly, I must congratulate my niece. I can say it now. My niece is a married lady now, and so I must congratulate she and her new husband. They got married on Valentine's Day in Big D, and I just wanted to congratulate them. But marriage is a good thing, and it's good that we're able to celebrate same-sex marriages now also in most states. And let's see. But then at the same time, a lot of people choose cohabitation. Old word I used to hear growing up, shacking up. A lot of people prefer, you know, hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it. No need us getting married and then getting divorced. You know, whatever makes you happy. So sometimes I have to look at the marriage rate also. Are people getting married as much, as often as they used to? You know, we all know the answer to that. But the gentleman, Justin Long, writes that the divorce rate fallen in America in honor of the recent anniversary celebration for my wife and I. And matter of fact, I believe in the Constitution, the institution of marriage. Just because my two marriages did not work out. I do believe in marriage, and I do believe in love. I remain a true romantic. But it takes more than just being in love. It takes commitment. And a lot of my friends always share, those that are especially blessed to be in new relationships or long relationships, that it takes hard work. Also, to be committed and to be there for one another through thick and thin, you know. So it takes hard work. In that case, I would never get it. It takes more than love. you guys know what that means. Let me continue reading this. He said, let me remind us all the 50% divorce rate is a myth. He said that Barna studies have found that one-third of all Americans who have been married at least once have been divorced at least twice. At least once, I mean. The Census Department also has a chart of ever married, ever divorced. Yeah, and that's what I was just talking about, too. I was checking out CDC, but you can check out census.gov also. And this goes into much greater detail, he says. Table 6 of this document shows a significant variety in the percentage of ever divorced by age and the statistics that are very interesting indeed. And what I've noticed, too, a lot of people really wait until later to get serious and get married also. I'm a big, I love Patty Stanger, a millionaire matchmaker. And if you notice, A lot of her millionaires, if they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s, they pretty much put marriage, goals of marriage on the back burner until they reach a certain level of success in their careers and with their relationships in general, outside of romantic relationships. Have you noticed that? Those of you that watch A Millionaire Matchmaker, also I have. But it goes on to say that Table 6 of the document shows a significant variety in the percentage ever divorced by age, and the statistics are very interesting indeed. Of those over age 15, in parentheses, he says that I presume this includes never married. This is not ever married, ever divorced. About 20% of men and 22% of women have been divorced at least once. About half of those are not married. Now, that is the rest remarried. Ever married, 67% of men, 72.8% of women. Ever married men, 77.6 mil. Ever married women, 89.7 mil. Ever married total, 167.3 million. Then there's the ever divorced men, 23.7 million men. Ever divorced women, well, I mean ever divorced men. Ever divorced women, 27.6 million women. Total ever divorced, 51.3 million. It goes on, the statistic goes on to say that a percentage of the U.S. adult population, including never married, ever divorced, are at 21.4%. A percentage of U.S. ever married population has been divorced at least once, 30.6%. We see Barna and the U.S. Census statistics are in pretty much agreement. The divorce rate in America was 4.7 per 1,000 population in 90, and it has been on the decline down to 3.9 per 1,000 population in 09. This is the rate of divorce. For example, for every 1,000 people, there were 3 divorces this year, affecting 6 married people. If you're not getting married because of the 50% divorce rate, well, time to find another reason. He who finds a wife finds a good thing, JustinLong.org writes. And he goes on to say that while the rate of divorce is falling, the rate of marriage is falling too. See, that's what I'm talking about. We're not seeing a high of marriages, but I see a lot of marriages, but I just overall, since so many people cohabitate nowadays, marriage are at a decline. I mean, people have what their ceremonies called. I mean, even, commitment ceremonies, and, heterosexuals and same-sex couples, have a commitment ceremony, but that is to, a union of you two. But we're talking about, when you really get married, in the state's eyes and do in religious ceremonies also. That's amazing right there. And speaking of unconditional love, here's a Protection by Dre Days. Says that divorce statistics and divorce rate in the USA The rate of divorce in America is high, and it has even reported by various organizations that the rate is 50%. To be more precise, this is not true. Data reveal that the figure is very close to the actual one. However, if current trends continue, soon the figure will reach 50% and even more. When we discuss about stats, it should be actual and real. U.S. divorce stats are gathered by a number of diverse agencies, such as the U.S. Census Bureau, the Centers for Health Control and Prevention, and that's what I've been checking out their information and website, the National Center for Health Statistics, and the Independent Americans for Divorce Reform. The stats are not comprehensive, but the figures help a lot in the understanding the meaning of divorce in the highly modern society of America. Exactly. So let's begin with a table of age at marriage for those who want it to end. And it goes on to say that under 20 years old, the stats are 27.6 for women, 11.7 for men. And for those in between the ages of 20 to 24 years of age, women 36.6 and men 38.8. And the age group 25 to 29, 16.4% and 22.3%. And for the ages age 30 to 34 years, women 8.5 and men 11.6%. And then there's the 35 to 39 years old, 5.1% for women and 6.5%. Divorce rate statistics of first and second and third marriages. Various studies on U.S. rate of divorce show significant differences when a comparison is made in first, second, and third marriage breakups in America. The marriage breakup rate in America for first marriage is 41% to 50%. The rate after second marriage is from 60 to 67, and the rate in America for third marriage are from 73 to 74%. Reports also say that couples with children have a slightly lower rate of breakup as compared to couples without children. Yeah, I know. I've always heard women and men, some men, say that one reason why I stayed in the marriage was because of the kids. You know, I've often heard people say that. Then it goes on. This is due to the fact that being childless is one of the prime causes behind divorce in America. Also, the children of divorced parents are prone to divorcing four times more than the children of couples who are not divorced. Drop in divorce rate. Rates have been dropping during the last four decades. Data indicates that marriages have lasted longer in the 21st century as compared to the success rate of marriages in the 1990s. Also, experts believe that the current rate trend might go down more in coming years as more and more couples prefer a live-in relationship. Exactly. This is the type of relationship where couples live together like partners without marrying. In 2008, a study was conducted by Jennifer L. Bratter and Rosalind B. King on behalf of the Education Resources Information Center. In this detailed study, the main topic was whether crossing racial boundaries increased the risk of ending marriage. I know when I was a teenager, one of my very important paper I had written in my English class, right, was about intercultural, interracial, and interreligious marriages. They've always been an interest, and it's very prevalent to this day regarding that. But it goes on to say that as a detailed study, it's been found that interracial couples have higher rates of divorce, particular for those that married during the late 80s. In interracial divorce cases, gender plays a big role. Interracial marriages with highest divorce place between white females and non-white males. White wife, black husband marriages are also more likely to result in divorce by the 10th year of marriage as compared to white couples. Also, white wife, Asian husband marriages are more likely to end in divorce as compared to white marriages. And I happen, let's see, one of my uncles, much love to my late Aunt Kat, was interracially married to my Aunt Kat from Thailand. They had a loving marriage. But it didn't work out. But, you know, big shout out to my cousin, Houston. I have interracial marriages in my family. That I have a cousin, long-time married to her, happily married after so many years. And but they're just saying that, you know, the rates of interracial in compared to same. I don't see the same, like, black marriages compared to interracial or other, like, Hispanic to Hispanic marriages. I don't see that in this writing. But I see interracial couples that stay together, been together forever, you know. So, I you know, but I'm just going by what they're saying about statistics. Mention below is a table that highlights geographic variations in divorce in the United States. All figures are based on national, regional, and state marriage breakups, breakup rates per 1,000 men and women age 15 and over in 2009. Data is collected by the U.S. Census Bureau American Community Survey. And then it goes on that the overall rate of divorce in America in 2009 for men is 9.2, and the same for women was the rate was 9.7 for women. For the Northeast region, the rate for men and women in 2009 was 7.12 and 7.5 respectively. For Midwest region of America, the rate for men and women in 2009 was 9.1 and 9.2 respectively. In the South region, the rate for men was in 2009 was 10.2 and that for women 11.1. Lastly, the rate in the Western region in 2009 was 9.2 and 9.8 for men and women, respectively. And then there's like a list, state by state, of the percentages and the rates between men and women. Then it goes on to say that some more interesting statistics on marriage and divorce in the United States of America. There are approximately 2,230,000 marriages in 2005, which was a bit less as compared to the figure of 2,279,000 in 2004. During 2004 and 2005, there was an increase of 2.9 million in total populations. The marriage breakup rate in 2005 per 1,000 people was 3.6, which is the lowest rate since 1970. The highest rate was at 5.3 in the year 1981. I was like 12 or 11, something like that. The marriage rate in 2005 for 1,000 was 7.7, which was 7.8 in the previous year. Then in 2004, the state with the highest reported marriage breakup rate was Nevada. Their rate was 6.4 per 1,000 people. In 2004, the District of Columbia was the state with the lowest reported rate at 1.7. As of 2003, 43.7% custodial mothers and 56.2% custodial fathers were either separated or divorced. And in 2002, 7.8 million Americans paid about $40 billion in child and or spousal support. Remember I told y'all, my attorney in Dallas, Mr. J. Lucas, who is semi-retired, he is an awesome divorce attorney, a child custody attorney, and also other legal issues also. But he has never lost a child custody battle since 97. I just wanted to plug him right quick. Not that he need plugging, but I love my attorney. Friend and prayer comedian, he's so crazy. But then it goes on to say that in 2002, 7.8 million Americans paid about $40 billion in child and spousal support. Then in 2002, the percentage of married people who reached their 5th, 10th, and 15th anniversaries are 82%, 65%, and 52% respectively. Percentage of married people who reach their 25th, 35th, and 50th anniversaries are 33%, 20%, and 5% respectively. Most of my relatives believe are long-time married. And then there are those that divorced and remarried and are happily married. Then there are those that decided either been married once or twice and are childless. You know, my family is very diverse, but one thing about it, my like uncles and aunts, most of them, well, maybe a couple divorced, but then they stayed friends. And then my parents, they split when I was one. So, yeah. But I've always had positive role models in my life. And that's what's been so cool. And then in my lifetime, I've seen my like friends of mine, dads, you know, their dad had custody of them. And I've seen like dads, you know, have to play the role of mother and father. And I've always thought that was amazing. I've always admired men who take up the responsibility to take care of their children. A school bus is real loud out there. But and then regardless of specific figures on termination of marriage of America, facing a divorce is a traumatic experience for most of the couples and can leave emotional scars that last a lifetime. So before filing a petition in the court to end your marriage, always make sure that this is what you and your spouse want. But sometimes not what you want, sometimes it's what you need also. And then there is something, response to divorce statistics, divorce rate in the U.S. Someone wrote in and said that this article leaves out the statistics for black wife, white husband couples. These marriages are 50% less likely to end in a divorce than white wife, white husband couples. So depending on the gender of the individuals, some interracial unions actually have lower rates of divorce than same race couples. Also, the statistics on marriages to make it to their 25th, 30th, and 50th anniversaries should take into consideration of one or both of the spouses dying before the marriage even makes it to those years. For example, it's probably more likely the reason why only 5% of marriages make it to the 50th year is because most people die before their marriage reaches the 50-year mark, not because of divorce. And this is from a divorce statistics info of what I've shared this info from. But let me play the remainder of protection for you guys. And there's celebrities that we need to congratulate, marriages, engagements, new babies. Megan Fox has a brand new baby. Simon Cowell, I love those pictures that he has published. Oh, man, just my goodness. I mean, babies are just everywhere. News of engagements, Christina Aguilera. Kim Ye, they moved their marriage plans up. They were planning to get married like in late summer, but I think their plans are now like late spring, early summer in Paris. So it's just, you know, a lot of happy news also, you know, outside of also not so happy news. But some of you are going to like it.
Which why me best to do me part? Say raise the nation, good vibration, sing that one of God.
Center for I've taken good care of Mom. She was discharged on Saturday. We both was admitted on Tuesday. I was prescribed two prescriptions, and Mother knew she wanted to stay until she got better. She didn't want to get dehydrated. So Mom's 82, you guys know that. And so, but, you know, they said this crazy virus is a virus that doesn't even have a name. So they do their best to diagnose it to what you're experiencing with your condition.